Shalom, everyone. I hope Shalom. Everyone.
Shalom, Yunus.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Great. How is everyone doing?
Wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah, very fine.
All thanks to God.
Yeah, it's always great to be here.
Yes.
I'm having my three with us. Thanks, God.
And there's only one.
That's right.
Only one.
Isn't that right?
I can be more than one. Can it be? Could it be? Is it possible?
Yeah. As we see, like, the confusion still reigns for a lot of people, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks God. Yeah, it's great. Like, we are blessed with, mm-hmm. with this knowledge, at least. So, go ahead, if someone was going to say something.
Can Nihan hear us?
Yes, she can. She cannot talk back, but she can
okay.
hear.
Okay, so we send our salams to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she said salam, yeah. So,
can you imagine there's 8 people here out of over 7 billion in the world? That's yeah. pretty lucky.
Yeah.
And then there's one world out of a universe. It's pretty lucky.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks, God.
Christ has started with 12 people?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have 7. You have 7 right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have much more than that. They're not here, but at least they are with us.
Well, GoToMeeting has a max of 16, so we can only expand by that much. Sorry, Maitreya.
No, then we will stay with the number we have then.
Definition of 16 only.
So we only have what, six more to go?
8 more to go.
Eight more to go.
And then we have to.
I thought we had 10. Okay.
And then we have to pay them more money. So.
Yeah, people don't know what they're missing yet, but eventually. So does anyone have any topics or anything they want to bring up, talk about? We have that, again, the great article, great news brief. You can talk about it. How did everyone think about it?
Well, it's a great newsletter. Very good.
I loved it.
I know this one made me go back to all the other ones, all the links.
Yeah.
The other ones.
Yeah, I did too. Mm-hmm.
It's. I think we are like experiencing, don't you think, like miracles. When you read things, at least that it makes that like effect on me. Everything is like coming together and reading it. Then it's all great.
Well, I mean, Maitreya speaking the word of God is a spiritual power, so why wouldn't it create miracles?
Thanks, God.
Yeah, definitely thanks, God.
Mm-hmm. Eunice, based mm-hmm. on your... you know, being in Turkey and closer to Iran than the rest of us. Did you have a... What was your response to Maitreya's article about the Middle East? What did you think about it? Did you have any different interpretation than us or anything?
No, in fact, that's a fact that known, like, at least in Turkey, or even when I was going to school, like high school and middle school, in history classes, they always talked about like no big empire ever controlled the earth or the world without controlling the Middle East. And yeah, and Middle East always has been like a, just they use the term shaky. I'm not sure if it makes sense in Turkish or English, but when we were in school, they were saying like it's a shaky ground, so you have to put your feet down very firmly, and I can confirm that for you because it is, even now in Turkey is. For example, the thing about the Middle Eastern people here, the experience I have is very different than the experience I had in the U.S. Because here there are laws, you have to follow them, but the laws change.
Depends upon who's interpreting it.
Exactly. For example, I am trying to start this company, Beyond Mind Company, a limited liability company. And now they have, like, you have to apply so that they confirm your name, like the company name. So I apply to them, and they say, no, this you cannot get Beyond Mind. Someone returns back, like replies to you and says, no, you cannot take Beyond Mind because it's an English language. But there's nothing in the law saying that. And then you find out this is like some person at the office is just responding to you. And then...
Use the law.
Yeah, and then if you just listen to that and you say, oh, in the U.S. you do that, If you start a liability company and check for the name, and if they say it's used or that, it is certain, it is that. But here, when they say no, it means, okay, then maybe. So you have to go and talk to the person, people in person, like, and if they like you, if you can convince them in another way,
that's legitimate.
And then they say, oh, maybe you can, or other things, I don't know. And people think very differently. And
do they ask for bakhshish?
They didn't ask for money yet. But, I mean, they
I'm sure
can.
They wouldn't mind if you gave them a little.
I muted myself because I was laughing and laughing.
So they might not like you. Like you, there's all these things. If you dress up too much and you go there, they think this is, oh, look at this young guy and hotcha. There are always this something going on in the background. It feels like people's minds are more confused, but at the same time, they're really calm, like let go, like everything. Allah is the everything belongs to Allah, so no worries, everything will get done. There's this mentality, but at the same time, when you talk to the person and you look at them in the eye, it's obvious, like you can read almost their minds, like something is going on inside. They're thinking about you or talking about you in the inside. And when I first come here, it bothered me a lot. I couldn't, nobody gave me trust. Like you cannot really build in a relationship in business or and otherwise. But now I get used to it, so... I think that's the mistake. Yeah, I think it's what Maitreya is also saying in its article, like the U.S. does not know how they affect their environment here and how people react to them. So they come here with, like when you see a U.S. soldier on TV, they look like, that movie, there was this robotic cop, like RoboCop. I'm not sure if you... They walk like that, and people, even their like stance or the dress offend people. They don't have to do much. So
It's not actually that different in the U.S., I don't think. At least it's becoming less and less so. I mean, you've heard about the thing in the mosque in New York. Like, all they want to do is build a mosque next to, the ground site, and it's huge uproar. And what they all say is, like the president will say, well, all right, our law is that you can practice whatever religion you want, and if it's private property, you can do whatever you want with it, basically. So, legally, we can't, legally, that's fine. And everyone's like, well, yeah, that's true, but still, they shouldn't, And again, it's a very basic reaction incited based on, fear or attachments or something like that.
What would happen if we built a temple there at all the religions?
Yeah, they would all do that to us. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the only difference I see is the way people give the reaction to, or like in the U.S., people say, well, yeah, still. But they still do that in a different way. Here, they will not do it as they do it in the U.S.
Sure,
or they will react to it more emotionally. I think that's the main difference between the East and the West. In the U.S., you can at least argue about it and say things. I'm pretty sure it's whole world, everything. Is depending on from ego, so lower nature, so it's all attachments and all that, but the only main difference here is people just give more emotional reactions here and more strictly, even if you go to this business office and you're just trying to get a name for your company, it can go very different ways. In the U.S., at least people try to keep it at least their personal emotions out of things. Not always, but they have that common thing at least.
But it's gone way too far, because now in the U.S. they've brainwashed everyone that about the gay rights and everything like that, and everyone's brainwashed, and they're afraid to say, "I don't believe in that." that's not a basic value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what is going towards the worst, unlike in the U.S., thinking about democracy and. Everyone has a right, but, where do they go? If the majority says everything is, this is fine, then it is? Is it? I mean...
No. We can't go against the natural laws. That's what Maitreya teaches us. We can't go against those laws that are made to be, period. And end of discussion. Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you study the history, never democracy prevailed and stayed forever. Eventually, it was destroyed and replaced with new religion or new thoughts. The Romans, the people in Athena, Athenians, all those people, what happened to them, to their democracy? Mm-hmm. But laws of God is still being taught in every religion, in every culture, and they're the same. Doesn't make any difference. They want to know the God, the law of God. The law of God is the same in the Middle East, the same in the West. West used to follow the laws of God, at least to a point. And now they're not completely putting God out of everything. And East, they say they want to put the law of God in, but if they can bend it, they do. The same thing, almost, they do the same thing everywhere. But this is the time now for humanity to realize that's how the history is teaching them. That is the lesson of history, that If you go against law, you will be destroyed. You are going against the very reason the creation has been created. Go ahead.
Well, I think in 100 years or so, when there are communities of light all over the place, mm-hmm. and hopefully the divine kingdom comes, mm-hmm. people will see this like as day and night. It will be like so clear, and mm-hmm. we'll probably talk about like, oh man, how in that time people were so blind, did not see it, and they will talk about probably like this period, like 30 years, maybe 40 years,
mm-hmm.
Just like we read in the history books, it will be just like, you know, a paragraph. My Dre came and gave his teachings, and then
yeah.
he didn't respond first, but maybe the tribulation came, and then and all this happened and all that.
Yeah, to us it seems to take... It takes, yeah, for us it seems to take such a long time. We're also, you know, why isn't this happening? And then in the history books it's going to be like, in 40 years, the world was transformed, or something like that.
And there'll be maybe a paragraph even before that. Maitreya predicted in the letter to humanity that this terrible destruction was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah,
it's just like, I don't know, humanity does that about history always, like, you know, they look back in the Middle Ages and are like, oh, those are so superstitious, how could they be so blind? And then they figured out evolution and they're like, oh, yeah, how could they be so blind? You know, so like, I don't know, it just always happens.
Or in 1,000 years or a long time, hopefully or probably when we are all back here and maybe if there's a fall again, maybe they will hold on to something or they make dogmatic about the mission or the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, no, you shouldn't do that. But yeah, it doesn't change anything.
And then Maitreya will come back and he'll say, here I am. This is
it. They say, oh, no. Again.
Even my experience with people, like, it's been a little more than 4 years that I came back here. And when I just came back, like, my parents were in difficult situations. I gave them some suggestions and offered my help to them. They just, like, react to it, like, very, very, like, emotionally and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And even them, like, now they say the same things and they do the same things. And it just like, it's like they've been hypnotized. Now they just see it. And they do it on their own. But like when you first say something, people just feel like they have to react to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then they somehow understand it. Well, what else is new in the U.S.?
I wanted to ask about the fee schedule real quick. I know it's a sharp change of subject, but I did want to ask if anyone had looked at it, and if they did, if they had any suggestions on how to improve it, or if everything looked good. And if you don't have anything, then, I mean, this is fine. I'm just, you know, any... We're always looking for ways to improve what we do. So if there are any suggestions, then that'd be great. And if you ever think of something, then please do email us. Let us know.
I did look at it completely. I'm excited that there's going to be... Oops, sorry. I'm excited that there's going to be yoga and Pilates because those are two of the exercises I've been doing lately. And the schedule looked really good. The lectures and everything looked good to me.
Thanks, God. That's good.
You look at the schedule from the daily schedule, right?
Okay. I'm sorry?
I was just looking at it now, and the daily schedule, Okay. The one quick question. The lectures that I will present are now the yoga and Pilates. Is that right?
It's up to you. We hadn't. I was not sure if you would come to a conclusion on it, but.
Oh, okay. I thought you put this yoga details will be arranged. I thought that was a presentation. So this is the actual, like, the yoga session.
Yes, in the morning from 6:30 to 7:30, and in the evening from 4 to 5 are the yoga and Pilates sessions. And again, we have to discuss exactly about that, too. And then your lectures are just when you asked for them, which is Thursday and Friday at 2 p.m.
Okay. What do you think, like, Maitreya? Do you think it would be a good idea?
Sure, if you feel more comfortable or like to do the Pilates and yoga, it's fine, sure. That's a topic in the mission, and if you want to cover that one, great. It's really your lecture. You can choose any topic you want, and you can discuss it, of course, if you want, in a more detail. But no problem. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's digitizing the yoga book from Ananda Marga, and probably we're going to have it online for everybody to look at it and use different yoga postures the way they want to use it and read about it. But I was thinking maybe Mission should put a yoga book or Pilates book together. Mm-hmm. Pilates seems to appeal to the Western way much more than yoga. It's more like created for that purpose. You know, it's more active than just a stretch and hold and then release, which is yoga. And actually, it's done with a man in Germany, which knew yoga, and he created Pilates, which is yoga in a more greater speed. It doesn't hold when you do the movement. Is that correct? When you do the movement, you don't hold. You just move it.
I believe so.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Or actually, unisexually, you should say.
Yeah. I think that's the difference. Is, and also, of course, they do it in a movement, a different movement, which is very effective. And it's very good exercise. There's no doubt about it. It is not yoga, for sure, but it is closer to yoga than going to gym and lifting weights. So it's more, a little more spiritual, but it is not as spiritual as yoga. It doesn't affect the chakras as great as the yoga does, but it is better than other things. So, hello, what's that? Somebody making a lot of noise.
I think it was Ananda Ma's microphone.
Yeah, Ananda Ma, don't move.
Okay. I was just going to comment from the Pilates that I've been doing. The yoga and the Pilates, they both use good breathing techniques, and the Pilates really concentrates on building your core muscles. But the yoga, what's so good about the yoga is it's got that mind, you know, body dimension. And yes, exactly, the yoga poses, you hold them much longer. But I think they're both really beneficial.
Yeah, Pilates still is exercise. Yoga is inner size. That's the real basic difference. Yeah. So I like to see.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, when I leave yoga class, I feel like I've had a full body massage. That's what's really nice about yoga.
And I like to see we can put a book for the mission together about both yoga and Pilates, and have it our own and explain the difference even what it is, mm-hmm. you know, between the two. But they're both are very good exercises.
And in a book like that, we could even include other things like Tai Chi and mm-hmm. martial arts and also mm-hmm. the Tandava and Tandavi exercises. Mm-hmm. And
The reminder.
And the namaz. Yeah, there's all over the world we could put them all in there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, reminder is a yoga mm-hmm. exercise mm-hmm. by itself. So, yeah, you want to give a lecture on Pilates and yoga, that's great. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, that is what I do, like, here, but to be on mine. I've studied, like, Pilates, and just like Maitreya said, it's an exercise still, a little bit better than just lifting weights or anything. A little bit has more inner size into it than that. Mm-hmm. But it's a good way to build up like your inner muscles without putting on like any bulk, so it gives you strength even to hold better like in yoga postures, and even if you have any it's also like rehabilitation. It can be used as physical therapist, like to rehabilitate any injuries and things like that. So with a little bit of like modification maybe, or like with the mission, like the understanding of the teachings, I think it can be a great exercise in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, yoga is like, you know, the inner size, and it's great for the chakras and for the person to understand it. They balance it with meditation, of course. It has great purpose. So I think I can talk about these, not just like plain talk about Pilates, but how they maybe with the mission teachings, how they go hand in hand. They can go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But actually, Tai Chi, you know, we can even, if you want to go farther, Tai Chi and that kind of the practices, they work either with chakras or with the muscles. They concentrate on the energy in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they try to, you know, become in tune with that kind of the exercise. So that is even different than both the yoga mm-hmm. and Pilates. So
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And by reading, so before you do the yoga or the Pilates, right, your ideation is higher as you do the yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That is how yoga actually should be exercised, with the higher ideation, so you can, you know, understand the subtlety of the revelation of God. And mm-hmm. that is... the goal is to follow God's law, not because I say so, because you realize it yourself, so. Mm-hmm. Can you say so?
You can say anything.
So when you do all those exercises and all those bloody and Tai Chi and yoga and meditation and Tantava and Tantavi and rosary and all those things should direct your mind and your energy toward the higher level of consciousness, instead of thinking about money and food and sex and this and that, but higher, greater things in life. So eventually you want to follow God and mission, not because Maitreya said you should follow, because you want to. It's good for you and everybody. Of course, if you couldn't realize it, how deep it is, and then follow because you realize it, then follow because I say so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is levels.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll be following it because we know it is just
exactly.
the best thing to do. Yeah.
Good. Good observation. That's it. Right. Actually, somebody said, I didn't know how the Ten Commandments can help me until I start following them. And it brought a lot of peace and happiness to me.
I remember that. That's in Golden Keys, isn't it? I believe so.
Somewhere, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is an experience of someone actually experienced it by following the Ten Commandments before he realizing how good it is for him.
All you really need to prove to yourself for the mission is that Maitreya is the prophet, you know. Once you prove that to yourself, the rest is just, you know.
I think that's what people have problem with.
Yeah. But, I don't know, my intellectual mind is always looking for cracks in arguments, kind of. It's how I was brought up. It was what I did in debate. And, but it doesn't matter if I don't understand something anymore. You know what I mean? I know that Maitreya is a prophet of God. That's all that matters. The rest is just, like, based on
that's
that.
That's right.
So...
Yeah, I've come around to that point, too. I hope I can prove that when I move to New Mexico. But, yeah, sometimes just arguing when you know where it's coming from is ridiculous.
Nihon just asked me if you will think it would be a good idea if she were to search a topic for the feast to be presented. I'm not sure how that will work. Maybe I can translate that and present it for her.
Can you tell her how she's going to do it? How much does she know about the mission?
She's
translating, isn't she?
Well, yeah, she's checking the translations on the website, like the Turkish translations that I've made. She's checking them for, like, spelling errors or grammar. She definitely knows, like, the base, Eternal One Path, Greatest Sign, the religion, something.
What topic does she want to talk about?
I just asked her. Nihan ne konusunda yazmak istersin diyor Maitreya. She's gonna type, I guess. I just asked her.
Probably if she wants to do something for the feast, she might want to prepare it for like next year's feast, probably, because we would have to approve it through the round table. And it's probably too late to have it start something like that. But
what about for a talent night? She could write a poem or sing a song or something. That would be really nice to.
That is true.
Yeah, she can even sing in Turkish.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Yeah, music has no language. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell her that. She probably will help me with the lectures anyway, so...
sure.
Does she play any instruments or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, maybe a poem or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or a rap song. She sounds like a rapper.
A hip-hop?
Yeah, I think she'd be right at home.
For talent night, I'm going to bring a bowl of fresh vegetables. That's my talent.
That's perfect.
That's funny.
We experience your talents every day.
Thanks, God.
I've been eating that talent, the fresh herbs. Wonderful.
The talent is spreading all over, huh?
Oh, it's God's talent. That's amazing.
I have a question about the Pilates and the yoga when it's on the schedule. Is that intended to be like a group session through the internet where there's going to be something on the internet. We would like do yoga poses together and Pilates poses together. Is that, I'm just curious how that might work.
That's kind of part of the to be announced part. it depends on a couple of factors. Whether or not we can get, for example, Eunice is looking into maybe creating an instructional video for yoga and Pilates that we could watch. Maybe just the first day, maybe every day. And then as Maitreya said, we're going to be digitizing that book, which we could use for individual practice. We're not positive yet. So, that will be filled in by next news brief.
Okay, great. Thank you for answering that. All thanks to God.
One thing everybody might look into is how to use the PAL Talk to broadcast video.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows how to do that, you know, let us know how it's done. I know it can be done. If we know how to do it, then we can run that video that Eunice is going to make to do the PAL Talk.
You know, and the thought just came up. If it doesn't work, it would be very nice, just since you're digitizing that book,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the poses could just be put up on the screen and we could see the poses and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That would work too if we had to.
And Pilates. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Me and Nu have some ideas. There's even possibility we can do that in here in this room.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we couldn't really find. We looked for some. That's another thing everyone can do. If you guys know of any like excellent yoga videos that we could use, and I don't mean like. Americanized yoga, you know what I mean? I mean real yoga, if that makes any sense. Like, if there were videos of a really talented instructor that taught yoga both, you know, from the point of view of reaching God and from the point of view of, like, working with the chakras and stuff, not just the physical, then that could be another alternative. It's almost impossible to find because we were looking for an Ananda Marga video specifically because we know that they know what they're doing, but they don't really have any, as far as we can tell. And most other yoga is not real yoga, you know what I mean? Or it's watered down to some extent. Pilates is a different story. If we need to, we can probably get a Pilates video, actually, because it's created in the West. So, if that's necessary. But, yeah. So those are also things, possibilities.
Just so you know, I did have an Ananda Marga video. It was in New Mexico, and so it, probably gone into the black hole with the other stuff there, but I did at one point. That's what my girlfriends and I call it. We call it the black hole where everything just... Anyways, I did have an Ananda Marga yoga video, just so you know.
Okay.
Really?
That's interesting. If you have any information as where we could find that, that'd be nice.
I got it at one of the bookstores there, one of the big bookstores. It was so long ago, I don't remember the name, but it was one of the big, not Page One, but the other one. I think Barnes & Noble's, maybe.
Okay.
We could look in EJ's bed. It could be in there.
That's insider joke, huh?
she likes to hide things in her bed.
Anyway, everybody is invited to help with the feast, and if any of you came up and can we improve it, eventually we'd like to make the feast 8 days of amazing exercise and exercise, and hopefully eventually even have a vision quest for some people and make it so effective that people have great experiences and understand the teaching of the mission in a deeper level. And hopefully, who knows, we might even make it in a once a week, once a weekend every month or something.
A quick question. How does Vision Quest works?
Vision Quest is usually when somebody sheds all the worldly things and goes for solitude and a long journey to fast and meditate and be by himself and go away from all the pressure of the society and external world to really realizes who he or she is. If you study the life of all the prophets, there is a period God takes them away from all the worldly and society and all, everything around them, and for that period they are alone by themselves. Just Prophet Muhammad was in that cave for 15 years and meditated by himself. Christ was taken to the desert and tempted by the devil for 40 days. Moses journeyed from Egypt to the land that eventually became a shepherd for 40 days and was tempted and was alone by himself. American Indians, they send their children when they're in a special age to go by themselves and stay away until they have a vision. Actually, you are not a man until you have a vision in that vision quest. So vision quest is a period of time I like to see that we have a place that people can go by themselves and meditate for a couple of days and fast and have some visions. You know, who they really are. Who you are. What you have been created for. Why are you here? Are you here to get an education and make a lot of money and die and children, or you are here for a greater purpose, a greater reason? So realize that. Understand what it is, what you are here for. Even myself, I was kept away from everything for some time when I came to the United States. You know, I really didn't know anybody, and I was in college, and I was traveling and meditating, and even I became disconnected from Ananda Marga even for some time. So vision quest is when you see the vision of God and your relationship with him and what are you here for. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I've been on a vision quest for the past 32 years or God knows how long.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When you like explain it, I thought I've been on a vision quest the past like almost 32 years.
Is it here? Is that how old you are? 32?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You came to mission when you were 26, didn't you?
I came to mission about 4 years ago, so like 28.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. That is how it is. Actually, if you don't have a vision, if you haven't seen a vision of your relationship with God, then you have a religion. And mission is not a religion. Mission is an experience. If you haven't experienced that, then you become a Christian or Muslim or Hindu or even Baha'is, that you believe in a couple of dogmas and you really haven't experienced God. And if you haven't experienced, one thing Christians are correct, you have to experience Christ. You have to experience God before you can say you know God or you have been called for something. So vision quest is when you go beyond mind.
Get it?
Okay, I'll go there tomorrow in the morning. 8 o'clock, sharp.
I think most people who come to the mission and stay and see the vision and love it, they have had vision many lifetimes. So that's why they have no choice, like me. If you have a choice, you know, you're not being called for this.
Maybe you can have a little mini vision quest when you're washing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can.
Yeah, just like meditation, different types, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nihan also has a question. She's asking, and this is a little bit out of topic, but she's asking about the Ark of the Covenant. I think she read something about it the past like couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's mentioned in every almost like scripture, at least in the
mm-hmm.
Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about an actual like Ark of the Covenant, like a, I'm not sure, like a box or something. And she's asking, what does Majid think about it? Like, are they going to find something like that, which might even like have some tablets in it that might verify like the teachings or something like that?
Actually, we had the Ark of the Covenant for a while in the, what was that, the place that we had the feast?
Second Life.
Second Life.
And it had the dough in it.
Yeah, inside the dough. Well, those things...
We did have...
Okay, tell her that any legend like that, there is some truth behind it. You want to translate it to her?
Yeah, I'm typing.
Oh, okay. And actually, one of the things eventually mission will create is probably a department or something that they can put a lot of effort and research into things like that and to see if they can find exactly such a thing exists. If it exists, where is it? And they help to find it if possible. So that's one of the things that mission eventually will have some department to look into. But personally, the historical Bible said such a thing exists. There's a lot of speculation from many people what it is. Actually, some people believe that it was a transmission box. It's electric transmission box. And the people who believe in UFOs, they believe that Moses was in touch with the people in the ships and other planets from other planets by listening to them. And so the Ark Covenant was kind of a radio station or something. So another one is it has a special powers in it that till the, that's what they say when one of the sons of Aaron, the high priest touched it, he died. So it's like getting electric shock. And that's why when they were carrying it, they used to put to a stick of wood through the handle, the special handles, and carry them around. They would never touch the Ark of Covenant. So what is the truth of it? If I say what it was or what it was, really, again, it is not something we have seen it or everybody seen it and doesn't help you. And maybe after they find it, it's going to be same or it might not be the same. So the best way is this thing that the people believe in, be studied, researched, put effort to see if they can find such a thing. If they cannot find it, it is completely enshrouded of the history. So we have just to let go and concentrate on the teaching of Eternal Divine Time. Make sense? This is the
Hazan just typed, maybe someone will learn where it is in a vision quest.
Yeah, possible. If God wants us to know where it is, it will reveal it to us. And a lot of Christians actually are after it, and they go to the Turkey or Middle East and look for it. And actually, there was a program in Channel 5, educational channel, that there were around 15 different places. Each of them claimed that they have the Ark of Covenant. So.
Well, perhaps if you have a covenant with Maitreya, you have the Ark.
I don't know if you're going to have the Ark, but you're going to have the covenant.
And you have to turn in an 180-degree arc away from God, away from the world, and toward God.
Wasn't
the ark symbolic for the where they held the flame or the fire type thing?
Could be symbolic. It's a beautiful box that has a lot of power, and that went ahead of Hebrews and protect them and showed them where to go. So if you have covenant with God and know the teachings, you should be clear in your life what God wants you to do, where He wants you to go. So therefore it become a light in your path, like the way the ark was for the children of Israel. So its symbolic meaning is really knowing God, knowing His will. And actually, in a way, Hosanna is correct. In a vision quest, you will see your way clearly and your relationship with God. And therefore, you have a covenant with God 100% and you have turned around 100%. Therefore, your way is clear, and you create the placid or clear mind that has been prophesied people in the golden age will have. So you are absolutely right. It is a symbolic meaning. In a physical meaning, actually, it is not as high or higher as the symbolic meaning is. And maybe that's what God took it away, and the physical ark is no longer there, and in this time humanity have to recognize the symbolic meaning of the ark instead of being attached to that box or whatever that was. So the symbolic meaning indeed is you have a covenant with God and it become a guiding light in your path. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, it sure does.
I realize I forgot to do that. Sorry.
It's a little late, isn't it?
For the last 3 minutes, things will be correct.
You start talking about the covenant, and Isaac gets everything all together there.
I had a vision quest. Oh, I forgot.
Right.
That's good.
And Hyun says, thanks, God.
Indeed, indeed. How do you say indeed in Turkey?
Hakikaten.
Hakikaten, hakikaten. Indeed, indeed.
How do you say in Farsi?
Indeed?
Yeah.
If you asked me 30 years ago, I might have known. Hatman, Hatman.
Hatman, really? You think there's any relationship to Atman? Or is it just...
No, no.
No.
Hatman means for sure.
I see.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, I think we are approaching the end of the hour. Are there any other questions, any other topics anyone would like to bring up? thanks God again. I think it was a great meeting, at least for me. Thanks God. And if there isn't anything else, we can probably say Shalom and finish it. Anything else?
There's only one more Ma meeting before the feast. So everything will probably be taken care of by then, by the time we meet next. So any questions about the feast and stuff should be brought up then, probably. Or any final clarifications, that's the best time. So think about that.
And also probably we know more about the feast ourselves, too.
Yes, okay. Everything should be set in place, just about.
Okay. Okay, shalom, everyone.
All right.
And good night.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Next one. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom all.
Thanks, God.
Shalom.